Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Sechas Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Vav, the ninth parak Mishnah Meis. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Hashulech Sivronos Leveis Chamiv, one who sends bridal gifts to his father-in-law's house while his arusa lives there, even if there are 100 mana, Ba'akusham Sudas Chasan Afigo Bidinar, and he ate a groom's meal there, even as little as a dinar's value. The Sivronos are not refunded if the marriage is not completed because of a divorce or death. The happiness he experiences at the meal causes him to waive his claim on the Sivronos. If he did not eat a meal there, the Sivronos are refunded. If he sent many gifts and specified that they return with her to her husband's house, they are refunded. If he sent few gifts and specified that she used them in her father's house, they're not refunded. A braisa teaches that these laws only apply to Sivronos asun libalos, bridal gifts which are normally used up, such as food, but Sivronos which are not ordinarily used up, such as silver utensils, are always returned. Rav inquired about the halacha of Sivronos, which are normally used up, but they were not used up. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Shchimira shekasav kol nechasav l'acherim, a gravely ill person who wrote away all his property to others, v'shi'er karkal koshu, but he retained land of even a minimal size, matnaso kayemes, his gift stands even if he later recovers from his illness. By retaining some property, he indicated that this is an ordinary gift and not given because he expected to die, so it is effective even if he does recover. V'shi'er karkal koshu, but if he did not retain land of even minimal size, e matnaso kayemes, his gift does not stand if he recovers. Since he did not keep anything for himself, he indicated that he gave away his possession because he expected to die and had no need for them. Therefore, the gift is void if he recovers. The Rashbam adds that this gift would be effective even without a kinyan if he did die. And point number three, the Gemara asks, who the Tana is that follows Umdana, the assessment of a person's mindset, which is why Matnas Shchimeira is void if he recovers. Rav Nachman says it's Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. If a father heard his son died while abroad and wrote his entire estate to others, after which his son returned, the Tana Kama says the gift remains valid. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh says it's void, She'ilo yodei shebeno kayam, for had he known his son would return, he would not have written his possessions away. Rav Shesha says the Tana is Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Originally, if one was going out in chains to be executed and said, Kisu get li ishti, write a get for my wife, they would write it for him, although he did not say tenu and give it, because he lacked the presence of mind to say it. Later, they applied the same to someone setting out on a dangerous journey. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri said, Af hamasukan, it applies even to a dangerously ill man, proving he follows the umdama of the man's intentions. The Gemara explains why each more did not cite the Tana brought by the other. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Hashulech Sivronos Leveis Chamiv, one who sends bridal gifts to his father-in-law's house while his arusa lives there, even if there are 100 mana, Ba'achosham Sudas Chasan Afil Bidinar, and he ate a groom's meal there even as little as a dinar's value, the Sivronos are not refunded if the marriage is not completed because of a divorce or death. The happiness he experiences at the meal causes him to waive his claim on the Sivronos. If he did not eat a meal there, the Sivronos are refunded. If he sent many gifts and specified that they return with her to her husband's house, they are refunded. If he sent few gifts and specified that she used them in her father's house, they're not refunded. A braisa teaches that these laws only apply to Sivronos asun libalos, bridal gifts which are normally used up, such as food, but Sivronos which are not ordinarily used up, such as silver utensils, are always returned. Rav inquired about the halacha of Sivronos which are normally used up, but they were not used up. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Shchimira shekasav kol nechasav l'acherim, a gravely ill person who wrote away all his property to others, v'shi'er karkal koshu, but he retained land of even a minimal size, matnaso kayemes, his gift stands even if he later recovers from his illness. By retaining some property, he indicated that this is an ordinary gift and not given because he expected to die, so it is effective even if he does recover. V'shi'er karkal koshu, but if he did not retain land of even minimal size, e matnaso kayemes, his gift does not stand if he recovers. Since he did not keep anything for himself, he indicated that he gave away his possession because he expected to die and had no need for them. Therefore, the gift is void if he recovers. The Rashbam adds that this gift would be effective even without a kinyan if he did die. And point number three, the Gemara asks, who the Tana is that follows Umdana, the assessment of a person's mindset, which is why Matnas Shchimeira is void if he recovers. Rav Nachman says it's Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. If a father heard his son died while abroad and wrote his entire estate to others, after which his son returned, the Tana Kama says the gift remains valid. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh says it's void, She'ilo yodei shebeno kayam, for had he known his son would return, he would not have written his possessions away. Rav Shesha says the Tana is Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Originally, if one was going out in chains to be executed and said, Kisu get li ishti, write a get for my wife, they would write it for him, although he did not say tenu and give it, because he lacked the presence of mind to say it. Later, they applied the same to someone setting out on a dangerous journey. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri said, Af Hamasukan, it applies even to a dangerously ill man, proving he follows the umdama of the man's intentions. The Gemara explains why each Amor did not cite the Tana brought by the other. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Kuf Mem Vav, and our standard Siman is a kimono, which is a traditional Japanese robe, a kimono. So here goes. The chassan in his black kimono, enjoying his festive sudas chassan, knowing the kimono collection he gave his kala sivlonos can no longer be refunded, was shocked to hear that his shchimira father-in-law was better, which canceled the gifts he gave away since he didn't retain any land on his own, based on an umdana that he thought he would die and had no need for them. Once again, slow motion. The chassan in his black kimono, that must be daf kuf mem vav. The chassan in his black kimono enjoying his festive sudas chassan, knowing the kimono collection he gave his kala as sivlonos could no longer be refunded, which reminds us, the next mishnah states, Hashleich sivlonos lebeis chomiv, one who sends bridal gifts to his father-in-law's house while his arusa lives there, even if there are 100 mana, v'achol sham sudas chassan afil bidinar, and he ate a groom's meal there, even as little as a dinar's value, the sivlonos are not refunded if the marriage is not completed because of a divorce or death. The happiness he experiences at the meal causes him to waive his claim on the sivlonos. So the chassan in his black kimono, enjoying his festive sudas chassan, knowing the kimono collection he gave his kala sivlonos could no longer be refunded, was shocked to hear that his shchimira father-in-law was better, which canceled the gifts he gave away since he didn't retain any land on his own. Which reminds us, the next mishnah states, shchimira shekasav kol nechasav la'acherim, a gravely ill person who wrote away all his property to others, loshir karka koshu, if he did not retain any land of even minimal size, eimat naso kayemis, his gift does not stand if he recovers. Since he did not keep anything for himself, he indicated that he gave away his possessions because he expected to die and had no need for them. Therefore, the gift is void if he recovers. So the chassan in his black kimono enjoying his festive sudas chassan, knowing the kimono collection he gave his kala sivonos could no longer be refunded, was shocked to hear that his shchimira father-in-law was better, which canceled the gifts he gave away since he didn't retain any land on his own, based on an umdana that he thought he would die and had no need for them. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks who the Tana is that follows umdana, the assessment of a person's mindset, which is why matna shchimira is void if he recovers. So once again, the chassan in his black kimono enjoying his festive sudas chassan, knowing the kimono collection he gave his kala sivonos can no longer be refunded, was shocked to hear that his shchimira father-in-law was better, which canceled the gifts he gave away since he didn't retain any land on his own, based on an umdana that he thought he would die and had no need for them. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazara. Daf kuf mem beis. So the simmer daf kuf mem beis is a comb. So here goes. The man who had to return the dead convert's comb collection, comb, that must be on daf kuf mem beis. The man who had to return the dead convert's comb collection when he heard the ger's wife was pregnant, who subsequently miscarried, which reminds us, Rav Shesha says that an uber can acquire property and quotes a brisa as a source. Ger shemes ubizbuz v'yisrael nechosov. If a convert died and Jews acquired his possessions, and they heard he has a son or a pregnant wife, they're obligated to return the property since it was in hefker. If they returned it and heard that the son died or his wife miscarried, then the one who acquired the second time after the child's death acquires, but the first kinyan is ineffective. So the man who had to return the dead convert's comb collection when he heard the ger's wife was pregnant, who subsequently miscarried, informed the woman that a bechor born after the father's death does not take pishnayim, which reminds us, Rav Sheshus was challenged from a mishnah, Tinok ben yom echad, nochel umanchil, a one-day-old baby inherits and bequeaths, which implies that an uber does not inherit, and certainly cannot acquire gifts. After the Gemara explains how Rav Sheshes interpreted the Mishnah, it quotes two versions of how Rav explained it. The first one being that the Mishnah means that a baby is mamayit bechelk bechorah. He reduces the firstborn's extra share because the brothers inherit from him, not the father. This does not apply to an uber because the pasuk says v'yaldelo, and they bear to him, requiring that the child was born during the father's lifetime. So the man who had to return the dead convert's comb collection when he heard the ger's wife was pregnant, who subsequently miscarried, informed the woman that a bechor born after the father's death does not take pishnayim. While his son from his first marriage looked all dejected after being told by his father, go acquire a share like one of the sons I'll have for my second wife, which reminds us, a man told his wife, my possessions are given to the future children I have from you. His older son from another wife protested that nothing would be left for him, and the father responded, go acquire a share like one of the sons I'll have for my second wife. The gift of the future children is not effective because they didn't exist then, and although Rabbi Yochanan concluded that one can gift his own uber, this man's wife was not yet pregnant. Daf Kuf Mem Gimel. So the sim for Daf Kuf Mem Gimel is Krav Maga. So here goes. While the Krav Maga champion, Krav Maga, that must be on Daf Kuf Mem Gimel. While the Krav Maga champion was busy gifting his trophy to his coach and a chamor, which reminds us, it was stated, if one says k'nei k'chamor, acquire my possessions like the donkey, he acquires nothing just like the donkey. If he said at v'chamor, you and the donkey should acquire my possessions, we have a three-way machlokas whether he acquires half, nothing, or everything. So while the Krav Maga champion was busy gifting his trophy to his coach and a chamor and his prize money to his wife and his sons, of which she gets half and they get half, which reminds us, a man once told his wife, my possessions shall belong to you and to your sons. Rav Yosef says, Kansa Mechsa, she acquires half, not just an equal share. He brought a source from Rebbe who taught that when the Pasuk says regarding the Lechem Apanim, V'haisa la'arun u'levanav, and it will be for Aaron and his sons, it means Mechsa la'arun, Mechsa levanav. Half is for Aaron and half is for his sons to divide among themselves. This proves that when one person is mentioned as a recipient alongside a group, he receives half. Abai objects, but the halacha follows Rav Yosef, and this is one of the three cases where the halacha follows him. So while the Krav Maga champion was busy gifting his trophy to his coach, and a chamor, and his prize money to his wife and his sons, of which she gets half, and they get half, his brothers were busy improving the land they inherited, which will be divided equally among them all. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one died and left adult and minor sons, Hishpichu Gedolim Esenochasim, and the adults improved the estate before it was divided, Hishpichu La'emsa, they have improved equally for everyone. If they said, Ro Masha Hiniach Abba, see what our father has left us, we'll work and eat for ourselves, meaning they were prepared to divide the estate and make improvements in their own portion, but based on did not do so, Hishpichu Atzman, then they improved for themselves. Daf Kuf Mem Dalad, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Mem Dalad is a comedian. So here goes. The comedian, that must be more Daf Kuf Mem Dalad. The comedian hired to perform for her first son's wedding in the wedding house that now belongs to the son, which reminds us, Rabbi Chanina said, Hamasi Ishriv no gadol bebeis kno. If one marries off his oldest son in a wedding house, the son acquires it from his father by rabbinic decree. This only applies if it's his oldest son, he's marrying a basula, she's his first wife, and the father married him off first. So the comedian hired to perform for her first son's wedding in the wedding house that now belongs to the son was disappointed when one of the board guests started distributing his tax-collecting salary to his brothers. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Achin Hashutafin, brothers who are partners in the father's undivided estate. Shenafal Echon Mehen L'umunus, and one of them fell into work. Nafal Emsa, he fell into it equally, meaning the profits earned are shared by all the brothers. Abrice explains that this work is Luminus HaMelech, for the king's service, where a person from each household would be selected to collect the king's taxes for a month. Since his appointment resulted from his being a member of this household, the profits belong to the joint estate. So the comedian hired to perform for her first son's wedding in the wedding house that now belongs to the son was disappointed when one of the board guests started distributing his tax-collecting salary to his brothers, and another started dividing Shushvina's gifts to his brothers, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Achin sha'asu miksasin shushvinas b'chayav. If some of the brothers acted as groomsmen in the father's lifetime, sent by the father to join someone's wedding celebration and bring gifts, chazru shushvinas, when the groomsman's gifts is returned, meaning when this son marries and the first groom reciprocates with gifts, as was customary, chazru la'emsa, it's returned equally to all brothers, because shushvinas can be collected by basin like an ordinary loan, and since the father funded it, it's repaid to the estate. Daf Kuf Mem Hei. So the Siman Daf Kuf Mem Hei is based on Kama, a standing stalk of grain, and we use a wheat field for the Siman. So here goes. When the wedding in the wheat field, that must be on Daf Kuf Mem Hei, Kama. When the wedding in the wheat field was canceled because the chassan died, and the kala got to keep the kesef kedushin, which reminds us, we're taught that a woman keeps kedushin money when the husband dies, saying, Tnuli bali v'esmachimo, give me my husband, I'll rejoice with him. So when the wedding in the wheat field was canceled because the chassan died, and the kala got to keep the Kesef Kedushin, and the Chassan's best friend refused to reciprocate Shushvinus because this was a private, less joyous event, which reminds us it was Tanya Brisa that if the first wedding Reuven's was held publicly and the second wedding Shimon's was held privately, Reuven can say, in public, I'll do Shushvinus for you in the way you did for me. He may refuse to reciprocate in a less joyous wedding. The same applies if Reuven married a Basula and Shimon married an Almana, a less joyous event. The same applies if Shimon's wedding is more joyous, for example, if Reuven married his second wife and Shimon is marrying his first. So when the wedding in the wheat field was canceled because the chassan died and the kala got to keep the kesef kedushin, and the chassan's best friend refused to reciprocate shushvinas because this was a private, less joyous event, the rabbi thanked the owner of the field, who was a master of Gemara, with the words, everyone needs the owner of wheat, which reminds the Gemara compares different types of mastery of Torah. Everyone needs the owner of wheat refers to Gemara, the analysis and interpretation of Mishnayos. Rav said the pasuk koyi me ani roim, all the days of a poor person are bad, refers to a Baal Gemara who strains himself to correct and resolve questions and challenges. But tov lev mishta tamid, but he of good heart has a continuous feast, refers to a Baal Mishnah, which is easier. Rava said the opposite, because a Baal Mishnah is frustrated in being unable to rule halachos or resolve apparent contradictions, whereas a Baal Gemara finds great satisfaction in his learning. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you discuss what the din is in a case of one who says, At v'chamor should acquire my possessions? That's on Daf Kuf Mem Gimel. Good number two, which stuff do we have comparing different types of mastery of Torah? For example, a Baal Gemara is called a master of wheat. That's on Daf Kuf Mem Hey. Good number three, which stuff to discuss if an existent child acquires a gift where other future recipients do not? That's on Daf Kuf Mem Beis. Good number four, which stuff to discuss what the din is if there were initially inadequate assets in an estate and they increase in value, whether the assets are in the possession of the heirs? That's on Daf Kuf Mem. Good number five, which stuff to discuss who is the Tanna who follows Umdana, the assessment of a person's mindset, which is why Matna Shchimira is void if he recovers? That's on Daf Kuf Mem Vav. Good number six, which stuff do we learn a brother's work appointment as a household member, such as a tax collector for the king, is shared by the estate? That's on Daf Kuf Mem Dal. Good number seven, which stuff do we learn a woman keeps Kedusha money when the chassan dies before the Nisuan, saying Tnuli Bali V'esmachimo? That's on Daf Kuf Mem Hey. Good number eight, which stuff do you discuss a Shchemira who gave away all of his property and then recovered? That's on Daf Kuf Mem Vav. Good number nine, which stuff do you learn a Tumtum can be pushed away by the sons from their rights and by the daughters from the rights of the Mizonos? That's on Daf Kuf Mem. Good. Number 10, which stuff do we learn when Sivlonos are not refunded? That's on Daf Kuf Mem Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.